Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be back with you for just a few minutes to discuss commodities. Okay, stay with me. This is the right podcast. Now, to most folks, the term commodity brings to mind items like crops or crude oil. Products such as these have real value and consistent demand. But these products are generic, and most folks really don't know or care who supplies them. Okay, great. So what? How does that relate to us? We don't sell crops or crude oil. We provide the numerous financial services that our customers and members need to function in today's world. We help them pay for things, both in the actual processing of transactions as well as lending them the funds when necessary. We help them save and invest to secure their futures. You know, we do some pretty important things. There are a few service providers in most customers' lives who provide as vital or as relied upon services as banks and credit unions do. Most people today would have an incredibly difficult time functioning without the products and services provided 24/7 with amazing accuracy and dependability that banks and credit unions provide. So what we do is valued and important. But like many industries, competition and improved technologies continue to push our own products and services toward commodity status. In other words, yes, I need these things. I value these things. But I really don't care much who provides them. It's all the same to me. Yes, that's a pretty big deal. And yes, it's something all banks and credit unions must deal with. But I would suggest that the people and organizations that grow and thrive when their industries become commoditized are those who find ways to provide real or at least perceived value away from the actual product or generic service. Thousands of companies spend billions of dollars each year developing and promoting their brands. The futures of their businesses rely on customers or members preferring their product because they value the brand. Your institution does this as well. Considerable resources are spent each year keeping your own brand known and respected in the market you serve. But so do most of your competitors. In our industry, branding has become table stakes to play in the game. It's absolutely necessary. But it simply keeps you in the game. It's not the entire game. Okay, great. But how does that relate to me, the person trying to make my in-store branch successful? Well, consider this. I've been asking a very simple question to in-store bankers for over a decade now. If a person in your store can bank with anyone and anywhere they choose, why would they choose you? Many begin talking about their accounts or their prices or their technology, and I point out that most of the competitors have identical offerings. It's only then, and sometimes after a few hints, that they come to the real answer. Why would I bank with you? Because of you. Because you're the nice person who smiles and greets me. You're the folks who are nice to my kids. You actually seem to enjoy what you do for a living. Your branch regularly catches my eye, and I find myself thinking about my financial needs when I originally wasn't. And I can observe how you treat your own existing customers and members and how they respond to you before I even do business with you. And hey, you're the only person who has ever looked me in the eye and asked me for my financial services business. Take a look at the thousands of customers in your store today. I can tell you a couple of things about them. One, most of them already have a bank or a credit union. But two, those institutions never actually asked for the business. They just sort of brought it to them. It is absolutely amazing how much the simple act of personally, professionally, and sincerely asking a person for his or her business differentiates you and your bank or credit union. What makes your branch different or differentiated is you. The difference between your branch and competitor branches, heck, the difference between your branch and other branches in your own institution is you and your team. And the incredible opportunities you have in front of you each day are the thousands of potential new customers or members walking through your store's front doors. Nothing differentiates like smiles and handshakes and personal conversations. In a world that gets more high-tech every day, few things remain as tried and true as handing out your business card with an invitation to contact you if there's ever anything you can do to help that customer. Our industry is becoming commoditized. There's no stopping that. And that's actually an amazing opportunity for you, your in-store branch, and your institution to stand out from the pack. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.